Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
There is often something new to be discovered in or about old clothes when they're taken out of storage for the new season. So it was with one of my blazers this past spring. Have you ever noticed how a season of storage gives the feeling of newness to a garment? Oh, think how you welcome the fresh colors. You get awfully tired of winter grays and browns and blacks, don't you? And just sort of thrill to the spring colors, pinks and blues and greens. Also, you welcome the change of weight, getting out of those heavy woolens into the lightness of spring clothes, that lightness which makes us feel light inside. And two, as you get those things out of storage, you welcome the new combination possibilities. Though they're not really new, but at least they're fresh. Oh, you've gotten so weary of your present season clothes, and you're really grateful for change. Two, a season of storage somehow blurs the details of those articles of clothing. Well, you don't remember, for instance, the exact feel of a garment. And as you put it on after getting it out of the storage box, it feels new, though it may be years old in actuality. And as you put it on, you realize that you haven't remembered its idiosyncrasies, the way the shoulders feel, the exact length of the sleeves, and so on. And for me, on a particular day, a season of storage provided an opportunity for discovery and rediscovery. For instance, let me just walk you through my discoveries having to do with my blazers for spring. Well, on the first day, I decided to wear my cream-colored blazer. And as I reached into the pocket, I found some scripture verse cards tucked away there to help me memorize. I'd forgotten that I'd put them in the pocket. The next day, I wore my turquoise blazer. And there, too, in the pocket, I found something. Cloves. Those cloves that I keep always about me to keep my breath fresh. On the third day, I pulled out my rose spring blazer. And there, too, I found something in the pocket. Coins. Finally, I came to my navy blazer. And here also, I found a lesson in pockets, but not in the contents of the pockets. Here it was, my navy blazer, and it felt good to get it on after putting away those heavy woolen things. And since I'd found such interesting things in the pockets of the others, I checked out the pockets here, but I couldn't do that because the pockets were sewn shut. Those pockets were for fashion, not function. I wonder, are some of us Christians like that? We may have the appearance of usefulness, language, posture, habits, but when actually called upon to function as representatives of the Lord Jesus, we may prove both deceptive and useless. God calls each one of us who are saved to serve. We're called not to fashion, but to function.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.